the more developed that China becomes, the more it develops some of the same social issues as the United States. The fracture of the family, for example, and the isolation of elders.
If you knew that visiting your grandparents could change the world, would you do it? Of course you would.
In the run-up to the 2008 presidential election, comedian Sarah Silverman suggested that young people could blackmail their grandparents into voting for Obama.
If they vote for Barack Obama, they're going to get another visit this year. If not, let's just hope they stay healthy until next year.
The Chinese government wants to put the power in the hands of the grandparents instead, with a law that allows the elderly to sue their children if they don't get visits.
The lesson? Honor your elders or deal with a judge. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Sued by Grandma and Grandpa. We're also looking at a big business story out of the New York Times and the unemployment numbers we're waiting for on this Friday, January 7th.
Oddly enough, money is at the top of the news this morning, $78 billion to be exact. That's the amount of money that the White House is asking the Pentagon to trim out of its budget. That number does not include the cost of combat operations, though, but it will include troop reductions of almost 50,000 over the next 5 years. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the military is just trying to do its part to keep national spending under control.
As the biggest part of the discretionary federal budget, the Pentagon cannot presume to exempt itself from the scrutiny and pressure faced by the rest of our government.
Gates will be left with a budget of $553 billion for the next year.
Budget cuts were also the subject of discussion in Congress as the House voted to trim members' office budgets by 5% or $35 million. Congressman Greg Walden says the vote makes a statement.
This is a single step forward, but it is a $35 million first step.
The House has promised bigger cuts for the national budget in the billions, but Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says Republican calculations make some very generous exemptions.
On the first day on the job, Republicans are already spending trillions more than they plan to cut.
According to the Congressional Budget Office, Republican goals like repealing President Obama's health care law and extending Bush-era tax cuts will add more than $1 trillion to the deficit over the next decade.
Two packages sent to a Maryland state building in Baltimore courthouse ignited when they were opened yesterday.
There was a reaction that caused a flash of fire, a brief flash of fire, smoke, and a smell.
Maryland State Police spokesman Greg Shipley says no one was seriously injured. Authorities say the packages were sent by someone complaining about highway signs. This weekend, millions of people in southern Sudan vote on whether to split Africa's largest country in two. A UN official says 143,000 southerners have poured into the region since October to return to their hometowns ahead of the vote.
Iranian authorities have arrested dozens of Christians in the 2 weeks since Christmas, focusing on people who have converted from Islam, actions punishable by death in Iran. Facebook is signaling that it plans to take itself public. In a 100-page document sent to potential investors, the company says it wants to increase its shareholders to more than 500 this year, but is in no hurry to go public. More on that in a moment. A jobs report with details on December hiring numbers comes out later this morning. Economists predict it'll hold a bit of good news, estimating a gain of 145,000 jobs that might dip the unemployment rate to 9.7%. Markets are mixed. Asian markets mixed. European indices down. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,697. The S&P starts trading at 1,273, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,709.
Later on this hour, we'll have this discussion about this proposal in China where they may require adult children to visit and provide care for their elderly parents and grandparents. We got this conversation started with you. If you texted START to 69866, you were able to respond early about what would happen if there were a similar law in the United States. Seth in Boston wrote, "My elders live in faraway states. It's not my fault my parents decided to move away from their kids." And a listener in Georgia wrote, "My elders were sharecroppers, so I talk with them all the time, especially about our culture, past experiences, but barely get the opportunity to visit." What about you? What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll talk more this hour.